Well, hello, Audio Boot. It's Ian McKendrick again, and I'm still here at 4 Networking at King's Cross on a slightly overcast and cloudy Wednesday morning. I'm with a chap called Lee Rickler now, who's from a company called Point & Stare, an online development agency, who wants to share some pearls of wisdom about what you should or shouldn't do with your business website online. All right, Lee, over to you.
Well, the main thing you shouldn't have on your business website is your personal Twitter feed. It's not very good to advertise to your clients that you went out the weekend and got absolutely drunk and here's some funny pictures of me with my clothes off. That's one element that you shouldn't have. One thing you should have is legal information, like business registration details, a proper contact form, proper recorded names and address of all the people involved in the company, things like that. And there's loads of other things as well. Simple things like you should have relevant content. It's pointless me coming to your website to learn about fishing if I'm not into fishing. What's the point of that? I want to know about you and your business. Also, simple things like making sure your images are actually clean and they're not stolen stock art with iStock photo watermark from them. And just simple elements like this that make you stand out more than your competition.
Okay. All right, so what's the biggest no-no that you think that you've seen on anyone's website that's broadcastable?
That's broadcastable, yeah. Well, stolen copy, anything that's not original, including images, videos, content itself. Pretending that you did something that you didn't. For example, in a portfolio, I've seen other design companies say they've designed something which is clearly just a template they've bought for $10 or something like that. And as I said earlier on, broadcasting the fact that you went out and got drunk on your Twitter feed. You went drunk and here's some naked pictures of it. You don't want that on the business website.
I know, but if you sit down and you work out your social networking strategy and it's going to be to support your business, you would use a Twitter account with things that are about your business and about what you're doing and how you're helping your clients.
Yeah,
it's your personal Twitter feed with all your personal personal shenanigans and goings on on your corporate website is a big no-no.
Definitely, 100%. It will put me right off. I don't care that you got drunk. What I care about is your inside knowledge of your industry. The information you're going to give me on your industry to prove to me that you're the master of that industry, that you know what you're talking about. That if I come to you, I'm going to get a quality product.
So what do you think about people who are using their Twitter accounts to help people with their areas of expertise? Because what I see is a huge search engine optimization or an SEO advantage in your Twitter feed being on your site somewhere, maybe not on the front page, because it contains all the key words about what you're doing and surely would have good website ranking benefits.
100%. Exactly what I was saying is, you got drunk, fine, that's all right, that's irrelevant.
But that doesn't need to be only corporate.
No.
It needs to be relevant.
Website, if you've got relevant information, there might be a new product that's just come out. Everybody knows about it, but the fact is you're going to have them keywords within your Twitter feed, on your website, you're going to come up, you're going to rank a bit higher as well for those keywords. So you're going to be recognised as a market leader, somebody who's got the inside information, not somebody that's broadcasting information that's like a year or two old. Just shows that you're not on the ball, you're not in the game.
So just before we leave, just before we wrap up, is there one tiny little thing that I could do that's going to make a massive difference to my website? What would it be? Where would I start?
With the basic foundations of it, the way it's built, you don't want to use some old clunky system, 100% built on Flash, for example, because it's not going to get anywhere. People are bored of Flash. People just want information. They want it now, and they want it, 2 seconds ago.
Okay.
Start right from the beginning, the way you build it, the way you build the structure and the layout, the usability, all these elements go into just finishing it off.
Oh, that's brilliantly. All right, well, there you are. That was not one, not two, not three, but probably about 20 pearls of wisdom that we got there from Lee. Lee, thank you very much indeed. Audio Boot, it's Ian, over and out.